Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it.
It's Thursday, January 9th, 2025. Welcome to Day 1451. The New York Court of Appeals, the highest court in New York State, denied Trump's request to block his Friday sentencing. The decision leaves the United States Supreme Court as Trump's final option to defer sentencing for his 34 felony convictions related to falsifying business records. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, meanwhile, urged the Supreme Court to deny Trump's bid to halt his sentencing, saying the defendant makes the unprecedented claim that the temporary presidential immunity he will possess in the future fully immunizes him now, weeks before he even takes the oath of office. Bragg added, "It is axiomatic that there is only one president at a time, and as this court has repeatedly recognized, presidential immunity is strictly limited to the time of the president's term in office." Trump's sentencing is scheduled to begin at 9:30 a.m. on Friday. Meanwhile, Trump made a phone call to Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito shortly before asking the court to block his sentencing in the New York election interference case. Alito said he took the call from Trump on behalf of a former law clerk who is seeking a job in the new Trump administration. Alito said, "We did not discuss the emergency application he filed today, and indeed, I was not even aware at the time of our conversation that such an application would be filed." He added, "We also did not discuss any other matter that is pending or might in the future come before the Supreme Court or any past Supreme Court decisions involving the president-elect." Some judicial ethics experts and Democratic lawmakers are calling for Alito to recuse himself from the decision on whether Trump's sentencing in New York can go forward. At the same time, Trump urged a federal appeals court to block the release of both volumes of Special Counsel Jack Smith's final report on Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election, as well as his handling of classified documents after he left office and his refusal to return them. Attorney General Merrick Garland plans to publicly release the volume, but withhold the second part of the report concerning Trump's handling of classified documents. Moving on, the Senate advanced the Republican-led Laken-Riley Act in a bipartisan 84-9 procedural vote, marking a major step forward in passing legislation that requires ICE to detain undocumented immigrants charged with theft-related crimes. The legislation also allows state attorneys general to sue the federal government for perceived failures in immigration enforcement and to push for visa sanctions against countries that refuse to accept deportees. While the legislation passed the House earlier this week, final passage in the Senate is uncertain due to Democratic calls for amendments addressing overreach and potential misuse of provisions, including those empowering states to sue the federal government over enforcement failures. Republicans, who are led by Senate Majority Leader John Thune, however, have resisted any efforts to amend the bill, framing it as a critical tool for public safety and immigration reform. Still, 31 Democrats joined Republicans to clear the 60-vote threshold needed to begin debate. Meanwhile, Donald Trump reportedly plans to issue nearly 100 executive orders starting on his first day in office, addressing a range of issues including immigration, energy, and federal workforce policies, with the goal of fulfilling his campaign promises to reverse Biden-era regulations. Trump's key priorities include reinstating Title 42 for rapid migrant expulsions, completing the border wall, implementing deportation mechanisms, and defunding sanctuary cities. Trump also plans to authorize drilling on federal lands, freeze federal hiring, mandate federal workers return to offices, and halt Biden-era regulations that are not yet finalized. And finally, a federal judge in Kentucky blocked Biden's Title IX rule that expanded anti-discrimination protections to LGBTQ+ students, saying that it exceeded presidential authority. The regulation, which barred discrimination based on gender identity and sexual orientation, faced legal challenges from Republican-led states and was criticized for infringing on free speech by requiring educators to use students' preferred pronouns. The ruling vacated the rule nationwide, marking a victory for conservative groups and setting the stage for Trump's previous promise to end the rules on day one. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.